Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Lily, and it's time for Cuddle Club, your favourite podcast. My friend came round yesterday, no big deal, and Rich, he's been on the podcast, yeah, and he told me a mad story about his way home, but that's his business to tell. I can't tell you that. But I said to him, I'm going to change your life with this drink. We've been for a pub lunch and then no drink for me. Rich had a pint, if you must know. And I said, I'm going to change your life with this drink. And he came back to mine and I made him a coffee banana milkshake that I had in the fridge that I'd made earlier that morning. And then I had this ice cream in the fridge that had turned to mousse, which is my favourite way to eat ice cream. I think it's great. And I just plopped that in the top. And he said, I thought this drink was going to change my life. And yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. So well done me, I guess. Is that a story? Well, it's going in. I bought a frisbee. So do enjoy the podcast. It was very small. I keep ordering the wrong size things. Anyway, so this is Nick Helm. He's an actor, writer, comedian, and he's doing a show in Edinburgh, which we talk about just for two nights. So get yourself down there. We're started. Open the can. Oh, that's good. That's really good. Will we get a placement for Cherry Coke?
It's not Cherry Coke, is it?
What is it?
It's Pepsi Max Cherry.
Yeah, will we get advertisement
totally
for that?
Different.
Pepsi Max, do you think?
Cherry Coke has got sugar in it. Pepsi Max doesn't have sugar in it.
Well,
Pepsi Max Cherry,
I thought you'd flourished.
Out of all of the cola-based cherry drinks, Pepsi Max Cherry is the best.
Mm.
Doesn't even taste like a sugar-free drink.
That is an advert. If they got to pay us for that.
They haven't paid me yet.
And you've been drinking it since?
I talk about it a lot. If you're listening, my name's Nick Helm, and follow me on Instagram. I mainly post about Pepsi Max Cherry PMC.
Maybe you're not their target.
Why not? I've lost 5 stone this year. I'm their target audience.
Have you lost 5 stone?
Yeah, but the secret is having a really bad lockdown.
You had a bad lockdown?
Did you?
No, I had a lovely time.
I had a horrible time.
Oh, why?
Mental health issues, Lou.
Oh, God.
Let's do Cuddle Club.
Okay, shall I go on to my sheet?
This is how you start the show.
Well, it's different every time.
Great.
Do you know Will? Will, who lives in your building?
No.
Oh, he lives in your building.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've heard of him.
He's got blonde hair. He lives with his boyfriend. He's got beautiful skin.
What floor?
Ooh, I couldn't say the floor because I don't know. How many people live in your building? I suppose that's a bit private.
About 500.
Oh, no.
Well, there's five. Well,
how many flats?
Families that live in them.
Oh, sorry for asking.
So I guess, no, but it could be anything. But if it was one per room, it could be 600, but then it won't be. So maybe there's four people that live in some. So it could be like 2,000 people.
Wow. Okay. I don't think
it is that many.
No. Well, you don't know Will anyway.
Just don't know. But I don't spend a lot of time just like walking around the building,
the corridors,
like knocking on doors.
No,
I'm just mainly spending.
Something to think about for the future.
I'm compartmentalised in my apartment.
He's a psychologist.
Great.
And his partner is something similar. So, you know, you mentioned mental health issues. Maybe they could help.
Nah.
Okay. Well, you could put this music under anything. It's time for the quickfire round.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
What do you mean already?
Well, there's no sort of like...
easing you in.
There's no lube on this show, is there?
Quickfire round. If you had to call your kid Bennifer or Beefy, which one would you go for? She's assigned female at birth.
Bennifer or Beefy?
Yeah.
I think they're both all right names, aren't they?
Yeah. I think
Beefy is more of a nickname, though.
Yeah, Beefy's more of a nickname.
I think you'd christen her Bennifer and then you'd nickname her Beefy.
Beefy's like just family fan sort of thing. How's Beefy?
But this is, okay, right, I'll try and be a bit more quickfire.
No,
can
you
I just
ask, quickfire, you
can I just, this is, but this is the quickfire round, but in name only.
Take your time, yeah.
Right, okay,
yeah.
Right. So can I just ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Right, do all of the guests get the same questions or these special questions?
Special questions. Great. I'm at it. I'm hard at it. You can tell. So Bennifer,
nickname Beefy.
Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Love that.
What's the surname?
Helm or
Beefingtons.
Beefington. Yeah.
Bennifer Beefy Beefingtons.
Should have a lovely time at school.
I hope so.
I
hope so.
Would you rather be happy or your audiences be happy? That's a good philosophical one.
Would I rather be happy or would my audiences be happy?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that isn't. Well, it's sort of a philosophical question, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Because I would I would love my audiences to be happy.
Yeah.
But would I like my audiences to be happy at the expense of of my happiness.
God.
Probably not.
No.
But I also have found that when I'm happy, my audiences are happy.
Well,
so if I wished myself happiness, then I think it would be contagious.
That's lovely. Once you had a show in Edinburgh, well, more than once, but I remember seeing one of your shows and it was so good, and it was pathetic from my part because you had a show that was about believing yourself, and at the time I didn't, and I cried.
Yeah.
I think I told you I cried and you went, oh God.
That was Keep Hold of the Gold. It wasn't, yeah, there was a song called Believing Yourself, and yeah. Then you get like featured on my album Hot and Heavy, yeah. Which is celebrating its 10th anniversary.
Oh,
this
that's
year.
What you're doing in Edinburgh this year?
My 10th anniversary album, yeah.
Yeah.
But Believing Yourself was from Keep Hold of the Gold. And when I did, yeah, occasionally you'd do it, and it's a tongue-in-cheek song.
But?
Because it's an empty platitude.
Yeah, but so many
But some people found
it
too difficult
to... You could find meaning if you're desperate to...
Yeah. I mean, I think that's how pop music works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And some people found
that's how relationships work.
there's a call and response bit where you say, "Do you really believe in yourself?" And the audience has to say, "Yes, I really believe in myself." You're not really meant to like.
Yeah, but
think about it too
much. Mantras are very powerful.
Manchester,
like, mantras.
Oh, mantra.
Yeah, and Manchester.
And in Manchester.
Manchester's a powerful city.
It really is.
It's
Oasis.
Doing some great things. Yeah. But anyway, I thought that was interesting that you get there's a depth to it that you didn't even know about.
No, I do know about it, but it was intentional. It was an unintentional depth.
Yeah.
I got everyone a couple of years ago to turn around and call the person sat next to them a cunt, and no one had a problem with that.
Yeah, I know. It's easier.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than looking into your soul.
Because I guess you mean it.
Yeah. Okay, last question on the quickfire round. You can eat pork or celery for the rest of your life, which one? But you have four other foods, but I can't say which ones.
Oh, do you know what? I've sort of fallen out of love with pork.
Have you?
Mm. So, but every so often, you do find yourself, as weird as it is, craving celery, right?
Well, I have celery juice sometimes in the morning, and that's when I'm at my best.
Celery juice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I have it this morning? You bet I did.
Go on, talk about celery.
You just juice it, and then it's very good for inflammation. And most of our health problems are caused by inflammation, and sometimes daddy.
I'm finding a lot of meat underwhelming at the moment.
Yeah.
The only meat I really love is beefy, and she's not been born yet.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Then what are the four other foods?
Well, potatoes, crackers, and. One of them's pork, so you made the right decision.
What are the four other foods? And you named three, and one of them you've already named.
I haven't got to the last one.
Okay, go on.
Margarine.
Margarine. Is that written down or have you made that up?
I made it up.
Right, okay.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
You've got five questions to think about what I'm thinking about touching. Not rude.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Is it in the room?
No, but it might be in the room in your Edinburgh show for two nights.
So is it an instrument?
Yes. Very nice, yeah.
So that's three out of five questions.
Yeah,
right?
You've got two there.
Is it pork?
No.
Right, okay. Right, I've got one question left. Right. Is it a guitar?
More like a rudimentary band thing.
A rudimentary band thing?
A rudimentary band instrument, you might say. You've got guitar. Sure.
You mean like you're just taking as read that there'll be a guitar, a bass, a drum kit.
A drum kit. It's a drum kit. But you said bass for that.
That wasn't a guess.
I'll give you half.
I don't mind. This is all inconsequential, right? So I'm not like, I don't mind. But
oh,
like,
no, hang on.
But you're setting rules and then you're not sticking with
it. No, you can win a meet and greet with my cats. So
that's right. I did see that. And they're hyperglycemic.
Hyperglycemic, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So pop round any time, I suppose. hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. This is Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
Yes.
So you have to guess the song, but I'm really bad at them. So we've got Scroobius Pip to do it.
Okay.
Here we go. Well, you might like this one.
Cut, 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 cut,
Cuddle, cut, cut, cut. Cuddle, do, do, do. Cut, cut. Cuddle, do, do, do.
And that's from one music man to another. What do you think that is?
That's really good.
It's quite good, isn't it? It's really good.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
I got lost in the music. Though.
Yeah, I know.
And I kind of like, I can't picture it as anything other than what it is.
Yeah. Very moving, isn't it?
I don't know what that was.
Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again.
Do you know what? I thought it was Britney Spears, but I didn't. I didn't sound anything like. Whoops, I did it again.
Do you want to do a song? You have to use Cuddle. The lyrics.
I get that, yeah.
It's quite hard.
All the lyrics.
Yeah, all the lyrics.
Because Bridge Over Cuddle Water, you've only swapped one word there.
Yeah, but otherwise you wouldn't know what it was.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
What is that?
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh, yes, but, it's hard.
I wasn't actually doing it.
Right.
I was just sort of giving you an example of like, the title if you just changed all of them. It was hard. You're right. Because you said it'd be difficult if you changed all of the words to cuddle. And it was. It was
really
instantly.
Hard. Yeah. You see, people at home, you know, they're guessing away and they're sort of thinking, I could do that. When you're in the studio, it's a lot harder than it looks.
Okay. Cuddle, cuddle. Cuddle, cuddle. Cuddle, cuddle. Cuddle, cuddle.
No, I don't know that.
It was Smack My Bitch Up by the Prodigy.
That's lovely, yeah. No, that, fair play, that's lovely.
It's the only song I can think of.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
You a cuddly guy?
Cuddly. Well, it's the difference between a cuddle and a hug.
Cuddles are longer. I think, yeah.
Cuddles are like your evening.
Yeah, cuddles your evening, if you're lucky. Sometimes can be morning, if you're lucky. But people have got to go about their day in the morning a bit more.
Yeah.
I can't be cuddling, love. I've got a 9 o'clock, you know.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't really like the word cuddle.
No, I hate it.
It's a horrible
word.
I hate
it. It's
right?
So awful.
Yeah, good. Right.
It's so sickly.
All right. Yeah. Let's build on this. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What else do you hate, Lou? It's like one of them. It makes me feel gross.
God, it's got the ick in it, hasn't it?
Yeah. So
I thought it'd be funny to call a podcast Cuddle Club, but now I've got great shame about it because not everyone's in on the joke, and it's like it's so gross. But I want people to know that I'm. You know, when you start making fun of your stepdad for doing a certain thing, like sneezing really loudly, and then you end up that's your sneeze. You know, is that relatable?
Yeah.
Right. Have you got any health complaints? And I'll look them up.
Health complaints. Like, give me an example of.
Well, I had athlete's foot, but on my toe.
What is athlete's foot?
We don't know.
Is it a burner? We don't know.
We don't know. I think it's like you get your foot wet and it doesn't dry properly, and then it causes like a bit of a rash.
I think I had trench foot once.
How do you get that wet foot?
I had a pair of them Dunlop trainers that had a split in the bottom.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any money, so that was my only pair of shoes. And the water would go into my shoes. And
what did your foot look like with trench foot?
It looked like a body, the foot of a body that had been pulled out of a lake.
Ooh.
It was like white and, like, this is from just walking around and it was white and puffy and pruned and... It was like a very thick layer of like dead skin. It was, it was real. It really brought out the cuddle in me.
Yeah. And then when did you get yourself some new shoes?
I probably had the split in my shoes for maybe a month. And then I got some new ones.
Yeah, nice. That's a success story, really.
In a way, yeah.
I just taught you through some of the options. Fungus, frigid, glandular fever, rickets, right side of the body, sciatica, blackheads, bone problems.
I've got stiff hips.
Stiff hips. Now, that's funny because I've been talking about my hips today, and the hips are where you store a lot of emotions. Hip problems are fear of going forward in major decisions, maybe nothing to move forward to, because the hips carry the body in perfect balance, major thrust in moving forward. So you just have to say, hip, hip, hooray, there is joy in every day. Sorry, I hadn't finished. I'm balanced and free. And that's all you say, and then it's... I can feel my hips absolutely sorting themselves out now.
But you said it. What do you say? Hip, hip, hooray, I am balanced and...
No, hip, hip, hooray, there is joy in every day. It's as simple as that.
So if I say...
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the last bit? I am balanced and...
I'm free.
Hip, hip, hooray, there is joy in every day. I am balanced and free.
Look at the little grin on your face.
Well, I've just felt my hips open right up.
Bet you have. Do you want to take a picture? He's just blinked.
For those listening at home, he pretended his eyes were cameras, didn't he?
Yeah, which was a lovely bit of business, but
For a podcast.
We will have to explain it.
Don't worry, we've explained it.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club.
I think that's enough. Can I ask what your family were like?
What they were like or what they are like. They were great, yeah.
Really?
Well, they were just very hardworking.
So you just let yourself in, learn how to make pasta?
Well, yeah, do you know what? I did learn, like, I'm really good at cooking. Mm. And my mum's mum was a dinner lady. And I think that that means that it sort of maybe skipped a generation. Not that my mum is a terrible cook.
Yeah.
But that she's got no passion for it. But oh. I guess it's because her mum was a cook.
Yeah.
So... she didn't have to, you know? And then with me, it was like, my dad makes spaghetti bolognese, but it's always very watery.
Oh, please.
But that's his signature dish, and it's not great.
God, you've got to...
So, so I was really good at home economics.
What's your... I love home economics.
I love cooking.
What's your signature dish?
Paella. Paella.
Anyone can eat that.
Anyone can make that.
Yeah,
I think.
But... Well, the rice can is eat tricky. It. Anyone can eat it, I'd say. I don't think anyone can make it.
Well, but you use... It depends what's in it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you use chicken stock, then instantly vegetarians can't eat it.
Yeah, so not everyone.
And if you use butter, then vegans. But if you know that they're coming in advance, you can make a special one for them and then they can eat it.
And then everyone can eat it.
It's like a big meal in a dish.
Yeah, it's fun. Everyone's scooping in, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's scooping in.
It's a big dish. It's a sort of thing you'd have on your wedding day if you're trying to save a bit of money.
Sure, yeah.
I think?
Yeah, you can get a really big dish. You can get a really big dish for it, or you can get like individual...
portions.
Individual dishes.
Yeah.
It takes ages. You need a lot of hobs if you're catering for a wedding. So really one big paella pan.
I like everyone eating from the same dish.
Like a trough.
Like a trough, yeah.
Yes, that's what I do. Cook a big paella, throw the pan on the floor,
and say,
gather up piggies, get on your hands and knees. That's why I don't eat pork anymore.
I think for my wedding, it's a trough.
Of course. And what's in the trough?
My husband, am I right? I'm eating my husband.
You're not just you.
No.
The whole fam.
The whole family. The whole family.
Let's eat him alive.
Who's that guy that said, I don't want any club that wants to have me?
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah, he's not saying that about Cuddle Club. okay, it says, how romantic are you?
Yeah, I'm romantic.
What sort of things do you do?
Buy flowers.
Yeah.
And I'm attentive.
Oh, listening.
And I cook.
Yeah. What's your love language?
Listening, communicating.
Mm. Why are you doing your Edinburgh show?
Why or where?
Where, and also what led you to do
why?
It? And why, but in a nice way.
I'm doing it at a Pleasance one in Edinburgh.
Two nights.
Yes.
What is it?
It's, I wrote an album, I write music.
I know.
As well as alongside comedy.
Mm.
And I released an album 10
going
years
back to
ago.
Your roots. Going
not
back
really.
To your roots, yeah.
No, I don't
going
think.
Back to your roots,
sure.
Yeah.
Going back to my roots. I didn't do any music last year for my last show because it's weird doing it in art centres. You get out in front of an audience and you open with a song and it's all right in Edinburgh, but when you're on tour, people expect sort of, I don't know, Edinburgh shows are sort of a bit weird when you're on tour. Have you found? Do you find?
Yeah, I mean,
I think an Edinburgh show is like a very specific thing. And then when you go on tour, people kind of just want an hour of stand-up.
Yeah, maybe, actually, yeah. Oh, God.
Because also people buy a ticket for Lou Sanders, right? They don't buy a ticket for Lou Sanders talking. But do you know what I mean? To yeah. like you have a title for your show.
Yeah.
And then they're not necessarily aware what your show is called or what it's about.
Oh, so maybe they don't want as much narrative. And
yeah,
so,
they kind of just are like, oh, let's go and see what this comedian is doing.
Yeah, but
and
I
then
like
you've
it.
Got it all tied into kind of like a theme. And they're like, well, we don't know anything about the theme. We haven't spent a whole month looking at that poster.
Yeah. But your songs are funny as well, though.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm doing... So I did an album 10 years ago. So why I'm doing it this year is because next year will be 11 years.
Yeah, it doesn't...
And then last year would have been 9 years.
Yeah.
So this is the 10th anniversary.
Yeah, lovely. And people can buy tickets now, I assume.
Yes, they can buy tickets now.
Very much should, because it's quite soon.
11th and 12th. The 15th of November as well.
What? Where?
15th of November at the 100 Club.
What? Where? I've got it on my sheet. Oh, that's going to be lovely. I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? You like films.
Yeah.
You love films.
What's your favourite film?
Oh, for me personally, I like... Hunt for the Wilder People. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Love that. And then, of course, I like the one that everyone likes, Prestige.
The Prestige?
Yeah, I love that.
The one that, the Christopher Nolan film with Hugh Jackman in.
Well, he's got magicians in it and they're fighting.
But, yeah, sure. I think that's quite an obscure film.
I think it's everyone's favourite, isn't it?
I don't know anyone whose favourite film is the Prestige.
I don't believe in favourites.
Except for you now.
I don't believe in favourites, but I like that, and I like Hunt for the Wilder People. And I also like, it was a bit dark.
Should have turned the contrast up on your telly.
The one where he eats an octopus and it's about incest.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a really good
Which one? Did you see the remake?
I don't think so. Anyway, best hug in a film is what I was going to ask you.
Best hug in a film.
And also, what are your favourite films?
Army of Darkness and Royal Tenenbaums. Royal Tenenbaums is probably my favourite hug.
Yeah.
At the end of Royal Tenenbaums, when Ben Stiller hugs Gene Hackman, and he goes, "It's been a real tough year, Dad," and I cry every single time.
Oh.
But I've not thought about that. I didn't even realise it was a hug until I just said that.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't hug. In fact, maybe
they
what's
do.
Good about it? Well, because Ben Stiller's sort of like very. I think maybe the breakthrough is that he says something to his dad rather than he actually they have physical contact. So I guess it's not that.
It's an emotional hug, anyway.
It's even in its absence.
Yeah.
It's a very sort of important hug. Fact that there's a lack of a hug.
Yeah. Or you'd be a good film reviewer, even in its absence, you know? I don't think I'm a film buff.
Sure. Well, I mean, you like The Prestige. That's a fairly... niche film.
Is it?
Christopher Nolan's quite a distancing... He's a very popular director, but he's a cold director, isn't he?
Yeah, did you see...
Oppenheimer. Well,
yeah, thank you.
Have you?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Well, I thought it was brilliant. I did think Shave 40 Minutes Off.
What? Where did you see it?
Where do you want to make the cuts? Okay.
give me the timestamp.
Okay, let's go again on this, boys. We've got some ideas to make it a bit pithier.
Where did you see it?
Cinema, yeah.
But I saw it in IMAX.
Okay, I saw it IMAX. Odeon, one where you can lay down a bit.
Lux?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a really, it was an experience, wasn't it?
Yeah. Fire bombs. Too many men, but I get why. Too many white men,
I get why. They're the ones that did it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I liked Emily Blunt's.
Imagine if they'd made them all women. And then they said, look at all these horrible women that created the atomic bomb.
No, I said I get it, but I just don't like watching too many men.
Do you know who invented the atomic bomb? Just a room full of black women. It was absolutely crazy.
I think rewriting history.
It's like historically accurate, isn't it? I mean...
no, I know, but...
can't believe they did that.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alain de Botton. Okay, Alain de Botton wants to ask a question.
Great. This is the part I've been excited about.
I bet. So would you like to pick a card, any card?
What generally in your life are you avoiding?
Oh, okay.
Well, I get very overwhelmed by stuff, so I do avoid stuff.
If you've got two deadlines, is that too much?
If I got two deadlines?
Yeah, at the same time.
Oh, I tend to have like...
More than that.
15 deadlines.
What?
That are all like...
God, I've got nothing going.
But you're just sort of like pushing stuff forward.
What are you up to then? God, that makes me feel really bad about myself.
I'm very... Oh, no. No.
What sort of thing?
This is all self-imposed work that I've put on myself.
Mm.
But what it would be is the sort of stuff I avoid would be emptying my washing machine. Mm. So I keep like laundry in my washing machine, and then it gets to the point where you just got to put it on again.
Yeah.
And then get to a point where you have to put it on again. You know, it depends how long it's been in there. Mm. And then also there's the cycle of kind of like having all your laundry that's sort of like hanging up, and then you're like, oh, I've got to take the laundry down in order to hang the new... Yes. Washing up, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, stuff like that that I put off.
And you get overwhelmed with that and think...
Well, when you add it onto other stuff, yeah.
15 deadlines, bloody hell. I've got one thing on.
What, this?
No.
Well, there's two things already.
Yeah, two things, yeah.
But also, you can be as busy as you want to be.
Well, yeah, I said I was having a summer of love, so it's going to calm down. And it's the same routine, really, just with the cats and one deadline.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's quite nice, yeah. Went for a swim this morning, for example.
That's great. You can tick that off your things to do list.
Here's the lifestyle.
Like Matthew McConaughey says, you know, you make a list of all the things you want to do the next day, and that could be like wear your favourite T-shirt, phone your friend, and then you can tick them all off. Those aren't on my list. when have you felt lonely? I feel lonely quite a lot.
What is that, I wonder? Because I used to feel so lonely, and I don't anymore, but I did have to do a lot of work on it. But that was only recently, as last year. So what is it, and why do we all feel that?
The other question is, you know, what do other people tend not to understand about you? Yeah. Maybe you feel lonely when you feel misunderstood.
Yes.
And so it's not about whether you're physically with people or not. You can not feel lonely when you're all by yourself.
Yeah. You can feel lonely when someone's so different and you're having a meal with them. I'm thinking about something that happened a few days ago. And you think, oh God.
Well, you can be caught up in your own thoughts, in your own shit, can't you? And when you're with people, you don't see that there's the opportunity to connect with someone, maybe.
Because I've got the cats. That's probably why I don't. Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, certainly.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee. Is it the war? It's not the war, is it? Best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
There was one time when it made me feel so gross, and I still was like...
I can't wait for this.
It was there was someone that worked in telly, someone like a producer.
Yeah.
And I saw them in Edinburgh. And it was just one of them, like, you don't know them that well.
Yeah.
But you have, like, you do sort of, like, the European, you know, kiss on the cheek, hug thing. But when I hugged them...
Oh, no.
I gave them a kiss, but I kissed them in their ear.
Ah.
And, I like, in my memory, I can hear my kiss.
Wow.
Just, like...
And then be able
like,
to hear it
echoing
even more.
Around my own ears, but I know that's impossible. It's like I went, it made me feel like, it was like that part, you know, like Partridge when he's lap dancing for Tony Hares. It was like one of them, it's like one of those bits when you just like go, oh God, I've just kissed them in their ear. Mm. And it's like, you know, missed their cheek. And it's like the worst place you can kiss someone because even if they didn't feel it, they heard it.
Heard it, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't a cuddle, do you know what I mean?
Did you get a TV show from them or not?
I think it was radio.
Okay. But you did?
Yeah, I did all right.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah.
Maybe do it more.
Yeah. Should have sucked him off.
Oh, well, now she's asking. Okay, what's life all about?
What is life all about? Genuinely, I think life is about helping other people.
Lovely. Well, people can go and see your show. And what else are you up to? Well, your 15 deadlines.
Oh, I'm writing. So that's my first album that I'm doing the shows for, and I'm writing my third album at the moment, and I'm writing some stuff.
Lovely. Okay, thanks so much. It was lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, it was lovely to talk to you, Lou.
This is the outro. That was Nick Helm. Go and check him out wherever you want to check him out. And thanks for listening. Oh, do remember to buy my audiobook. Or my hardback or my Kindle book. please. Electronic book, because Kindle's a make. That's a make of a book. So, like, we say ebook actually in the business. And I think, God knows, I'm an author. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy yourself. That sounds rude. And I hope you just keep on, keep on gardening.